You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I used to always laugh when I would drive past the one of those historic places on Leedsdale. I'd leave the radio station. I'd be driving down Leedsdale, and there was a historic place, and their big sign out front said something. I'm paraphrasing, but it said something along the lines of, "Your car called and wants the garage back." Because, you know, if you drive anywhere around the Denver area, every other block has one of those storage facility places, and they just keep going up everywhere.
They're huge, too, you know, 5-6 stories.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, now we know why. A survey is out that 2/3 of Americans, think about that for a second, 2/3 say they have so much junk they cannot fit it into their house.
They really noticed this, it sounds like, because of the pandemic, because everybody was stuck at home, and then all of a sudden you need a home office, and you're having to rearrange and move stuff and get rid of stuff because you had no room for a home office because you have so much crap.
That's so true, Jeremy.
We were down in our basement last night because we're talking about finishing it, and we're just looking at everything we have, and we're like, what are we going to do with all this? And I think we're just going to dump a lot of it. And it's nice stuff, but it's like, if you finish a part of your house that's a storage area, what do you do with all that stuff? You dump it. It's too much stuff.
Well, 2/3 of Americans are in this same boat, and so I think it is time, instead of going and renting a storage facility, people.
We hold on to a lot.
Someone once told me that the rule was, if you've got a box of stuff in storage, if you have not opened or looked inside the box in 2 years, that means you get rid of it. And I'm like, that's probably a pretty good
rule. It's really hard to do, though. Like, I know I have numerous boxes of VHS movies and DVDs. And you look at that, and you look at how many movies you collected over the years, and you start adding all that up. You're like, I feel so guilty getting rid of all this, because they're basically worthless now. But then you look at it and you're like, this is thousands of dollars worth of movies. Why did we do this? Why did we buy all these that we watched once?
Well, for sure, get rid of the VHS tapes. And if you think you're going to sell them at a garage sale, I got news for you. You're not.
No, you're not.
They will not be sold at a garage sale.
I will probably donate them.
The only other thing you can do with the DVDs is maybe use it for wall art or something if you're finishing your basement.
And that's tacky.
I know, but I'm just trying to think what you could do with it. Coasters? I mean,
I know you can donate a lot of that stuff to like retirement communities because they still rock the DVD players and stuff.
There you go.
I'm thinking that's what we'll probably do.
Although 25,000 people have probably done that. So when you pull up at the retirement facility,
they're even like no.
They're like, listen, we're tired of taking your junk, okay?
No, thank you.
I've talked before on this show that my rule for a first date is you order something that you can eat safely, and that's the key there, the adverb there, safely, with a knife and fork, because you don't want to be picking finger foods up on a first date and shoving it in your mouth. Somebody went out and did a survey asking people to name the worst and best foods on a first date. I don't understand how pizza and burgers were 1 and 2 for the best. I don't think people understand the question.
Pizza's fine.
Not really, because you cannot look dignified, and any kind of finger food that's droopy, drippy with cheese and
you know
toppings,
what? Honestly, if it's me, I don't want to go out with somebody that's dignified. I want to go out with somebody that wants to have a fun time.
You haven't been out on a first date in 20 years. You want to make a pretty good first impression, and picking something up and shoving it in your mouth that way.
Yeah. The one that got me on the list for the best foods to eat on a first date, a roast dinner. Y'all have the roast?
I guess. That's
knife
weird. And fork, though.
That's weird, though.
Lasagna seems also very messy. Chicken wings? People, you don't understand the question. Now, chocolate brownie, okay, is a finger food, I get that. But you can control little bites of that. Number one on the foods to avoid was oysters, followed by mussels.
A lot of fishy stuff. Tuna steaks on there.
Corn on the cob, yes, that definitely belonged on the...
Okay, I'll give you that one.
You cannot eat corn on the cob on a first date, people.
Pull out your little floss stick afterwards and...
Don't be stupid.
Floss each other's teeth.
And then the last thing I have is a funny story. Some people have seen the scene of Marilyn Monroe in the movie called The 7-Year Itch, where she's walking over the grates that are above the subway, and the subway passes, and it shoots the air up, and she's wearing the white dress, and it billows her dress up. Ooh, it's a classic scene, right?
Yeah.
The town of Palm Springs has unveiled a 26-foot-tall Marilyn Monroe statue, and it is that scene. So her skirt is blowing up. Now there are protesters. Of course, this is America. One protester said, when you exit the art museum, the statue is designed to look at her crotch and look at her buttocks and take photos.
My goodness.
She says, it may have been acceptable in the 1950s, but we are in 2021. Women are saying enough is enough. There's another petition going around asking for the removal of said statue so that people do not walk out with their cameras and take pictures of they. Because you walk underneath her skirt.
Yeah.
And you look up at her underwear.
All right.
So.
Statue. Is it one? You kind of wonder, is this what Marilyn would have wanted? Probably. She probably would have been cool with it.
She's
a model, man. This is what models do.
I don't know.
I can't put myself into her
brain.
You can't. You never know.
Especially versus what she would think today. I don't know.
Who knows?
Whatever. What else is trending?
On the heels of this best and worst foods on a date, I will tell you that today is National Onion Ring Day. The earliest recipe published in 1802 for onion rings.
Don't order it on a first date.
They've got to re-engineer those onion rings so that that onion doesn't slide out on the first bite. They've got to do something.
Those little bite-sized ones that some people serve
like
are
the
terrific.
Awesome Blossom type thing. Yeah, it's
sort of even
good.
Smaller than that. They're like little chunks. They're onion ring, but they're onion chunks. They're fried
chunks.
Like onion rings. Onion chunks. Onion chunks.
I get excited when they bring out that tower of onion rings, though. That is some well-done presentation.
Sure, if you're with your spouse or somebody you've been dating for a while, nobody cares.
You bring that out, though, you're like, oh, look, it's a tower of onion rings. Here's a big Who Cares celebrity story. Alex Rodriguez has been seen partying with Ben Affleck's ex. The TV producer named Lindsay.
Which one?
The plot thickens. Lindsay Shookus.
Oh, that's the TV producer lady or whatever?
Yeah, so she was at a party last Saturday, and A-Rod was partying with her while Ben Affleck's getting back with J-Lo, and everybody's just swapping spit. So that story's going around. And then this one I love from Netflix. Steven Spielberg, who's been a big, an outspoken critic of all these movies being released right to streaming services, or being released simultaneously. He is just still a fan of the whole movie-going experience.
Sure.
Well, now, Steven Spielberg and his production company have entered into a deal to make movies for Netflix.
Money talks, doesn't it?
Money talks. This is saying about 2 movies per year for Netflix for an unspecified number of years. So, boy, that argument fizzled pretty darn quick for Mr. Spielberg, didn't it? How much money would you have to get to take up or get rid of social media forever? Somebody polled a bunch of social media users, and 1 in 5 people said, hey, I need a minimum of $1 million to never use social media again.
$1 million!
A handful of people said 10 grand. Some said even less than that. But here you go. 40% of people said they'd rather give up their TV, their car, and their pets then never go on social media again.
Doubt it.
Take my dog. I gotta get onto the chat snap. Take my dog. Take him. It would take me maybe $8-9.
Yeah.
To shut her all down, Dom.
I mean, and how important is it really? My last post was a picture of me holding a Lego set. Do I need $1 million to get rid of doing that? I don't think so.
And then this final story for all the guys. Thank the lady in your life today. This story says 56% of guys say that the top thing that can get them to go see a doctor is their wife or their girlfriend or even their mom. Thank your mom.
Truth.
For telling them to make an appointment. And I can't tell you how many times Nick Nack has just either made the appointment for me or just got on me and got on me and got on me. She's on me now. I've got this weird pain in my right side, and I've had it for about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Just last night, she's like, I'm making you an appointment. You're going to go in. I don't want your appendix to burst.
Yeah, I think Gretchen is sick of me complaining about my shoulder. She says, look, you're going to need surgery. Go do it now.
Yeah. Top reasons guys don't go in, it makes us feel like wimps. We're too busy. It'll heal on its own. That's my thing.
That's what I keep saying about my shoulder.
Ah, this pain will go away. It's not that sharp. I think I told her, I go, it's not hurting when I breathe yet, so I think I'm all right. Yeah. Making you an appointment. All right, let's do clickbait. It's a good one.
Clickbait.
Head on over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a feel-good story today. I actually smiled all the way through this story. It's making the rounds. It's this 22-year-old kid named Daniel. He has autism. And he works at a drive-thru at McDonald's in Minnesota. And everyone that comes through this drive-thru loves him because he sings to everybody through the little speaker.
Oh, that's great.
And it's such a well-done news story, and I truly did smile through the whole thing. The best part of the story, though, is, you know, he does the ba-da-ba-ba-ba every time somebody comes through and he sings. And then they interview one of the coworkers, and his coworker's like, yeah, he does that all day. I hear it at home. But anyway, it's a fun story. It's a feel-good story. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.